Okay, today Bezrat Hashem, we're continuing in the 28th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek Chaf Ches, Mishnah Dalet, Mitbuchos Svarim, Bein Metziros, Bein Shein Metziros Tameos. Covering of Sifrei Torah can become Tamei, whether they have decorations on them or not. That's Veshame Shita. Veselomri Metziros Taharos. If they're decorated, then they're only meant to be used for Sifrei Torah, which is not something that is Meshamesh a person, and therefore they're Tahar. Veshein Metziros Tameos. But if they're not decorated, with lions or luchos or whatever you would put on the mantle of the Sefer Torah, since clearly they're meant to be used for other purposes, including purposes that regular people would use them for, so they're still going to be tamer. So whether they're decorated or not, they're going to be tahar, because you're using them for a Torah. You're not going to use them for anything else once you're using them for a Torah. Mishnah Hey, kipa shehi tamei medrus. If you have a cloth that was tamei tumas medrus, unasana al sefer, and you used it on a sefer Torah min ha-medrus, it loses the tumas medrus status because you can't sit on it anymore. Aval tameh tameh meis, but it could still become tameh from tameh meis. Chemes shasa shtiach, if you have a leather bottle that was made into a mat, v'shtiach shasa chemes, or a mat that was made into a bottle, tar, so it's tar from its tumah because the kli it became a different type of kli. It's as if it was nishbar, and kelim that are nishbar are tahar from the tumah that it had prior to that. Chemes shasa turmal, turmal shasa chemes. If a tameh bottle is made into a shepherd's bag, or a shepherd's bag was made into a bottle, karsha so sadim sadim shaso kar, a pillow was made into a sheet, or a sheet was made into a pillow, keses shaso mit pachas shaso keses, a mattress was made into a cover, or a cover was made into a mattress, tahar, then it's going to be tahar from the tumah because it was made into a different type of kli. Zaklal kol shinohu lishmo tameh, any tameh kli that was converted into a kli that's the same basic type of kli, it does not lose its tumah status. L'shem acher tar, but if it's into a different type of kli, then it's going to be tar. So what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that the coverings of svarim, according to Beis Shammai, whether they're decorated or not, they're still usable for people in their tameh. Beis Hillel says if they're decorated, they're tahar, because they're not usable for people, but if they're not decorated, they're tameh. And Rabbi Gamliel says decorated, not decorated, they're going to be tar, because you're not going to use them for people anymore. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if you have a cloth that was tameh, and then you put it on a sefer Torah, it's no longer Torah medrus, but it is tameh tumas meis. And then we gave examples of a basic rule that anytime you take a tameh kli and you turn it into another kli of the same type, so a kli that was a pshute kli becomes another pshute kli, so it still holds on to its tumah. But if you turn it into a different type of kli, a pshute kli turns into a base kibble, then it loses the previous tumah that it had. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Chaf Ches, Mishnah Vav.